setting aside the time. I recommend that you create a block of time to initialize this process and prepare a workstation with the appropriate space, furniture, and tools. If your space is properly set up and streamlined, it can reduce your unconscious resistance to dealing with your stuff and even make it attractive for you to sit down and crank through your input and your work. An ideal time frame for most people is 2 whole days back to back. Don't be put off by that if you don't have that long to spend, though. Doing any of the activities I suggest will be useful no matter how much or how little time you devote to them. 2 days are not required to benefit from these techniques and principles. They will start to pay off almost instantly. Implementing the full collection process can take up to 6 hours or more, and processing and deciding on actions for all the input you'll want to externalize and capture into your system can easily take another 8 hours. Of course, you can also collect and process your stuff in chunks, but it'll be much easier if you can tackle that front-end portion in one fell swoop. The ideal time for me to work with a professional is on a weekend or holiday, because the chance of outside disturbance is minimal then. If I work with someone on a typical workday, we first make sure that no meetings are scheduled and only emergency interruptions are allowed. Phone calls are routed to voicemail or logged by secretaries for review and handling during a break. I don't recommend using after hours for this work. It usually means seriously reduced horsepower and a big tendency to get caught up in rabbit trails. For many of the executives I work with, holding the world back for 2 contiguous days is the hardest part of the whole process. The perceived necessity to be constantly available for meetings and communications when they're at work is difficult for them to let go of. That's why we often resort to weekends. If you work in an open cubicle or office, it will be even more of a challenge to isolate sufficient time blocks on a regular workday during office hours. It's not that the procedure itself is so sacred. It's just that it takes a lot of psychic energy to collect and process such a large inventory of open loops, especially when they've been open, undecided, or stuck for way too long. Interruptions can double the time it takes to get through everything. If you can get to ground zero in one contained time period, it gives you a huge sense of control and accomplishment and frees up a reservoir of energy and creativity. Later on, you can maintain your system in shorter spurts, around and between the lines of your regular day.